Hello, hello. Welcome to Worst Boys Guild. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and I am CR. Thanks for listening. Let's see, this week, notably, we have the new Chloe and Halle album, Ungodly Hour. So most, if not all, of the music this week is going to be actually from that album, because it is very good. Also this week, in 2 days, is Juneteenth. So, if it's at all possible, make sure to get out there, protest, celebrate, whatever's appropriate for you. In case anybody does not know, Juneteenth is a holiday, not an official holiday on the federal level, but it's a holiday celebrating the emancipation of enslaved people. What I did not learn until today is that Juneteenth actually kind of started in Galveston, Texas. So growing up, I went to Galveston, Texas every weekend with my family. I honestly kind of grew up there. It's like a second home to me. So I was really surprised to learn that this holiday started there. That's super cool. The reason behind it is not super cool, which is that it was, so Juneteenth, is the anniversary of the day that the Emancipation Proclamation was read out in Galveston, Texas, and it was actually one of the last places in the country for the Emancipation Proclamation to be read. I actually don't know if that's why that particular day stuck as the holiday to celebrate or not. But that was all new information to me. And I still go to Galveston fairly regularly. So I totally could and definitely will just stop by Ashton Villa, which is the name of the house where this moment happened. It's honestly quite possible I've driven by it before and just not known what it was, because to go past it is just going to be a very minor detour. Unfortunately, I can't be in Galveston for Juneteenth because I have work, but interesting. I mean, this is a Medford radio station, so all of this information that is significant to me, like locally and geographically, I know is not significant to you guys listening. But that's what's on my mind. Let's see. We also have a new single from Kiki Palmer. I might play that one. We've got a lot of good new music. There's also a new single from The Beths. I didn't even know that The Beths had an album coming out. But this new single popped up on my phone. And then I looked, and The Beths had released a couple of other singles over the past month or so. So I looked a little more, and they have an album coming out in July, late July, which is really exciting. So that's another thing to watch out for. But I will go ahead and get us started with probably the most popular song off of Ungodly Hour. It's called Do It by Chloe and Halle.
Just make sure you can see no less. That wig secure like the money in a safe. I look like babe, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so lit. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for boo. Cause some nights be better with you. It's a hope we something. Do it, do it, do it. Yeah, that's just how we do it. Do it, do it. heels at home, I'm on my sneaker game. He say, where you from? Tell him out of space. Cause the bag the only thing I'm tryna chase. I'm in my head. Just tell the DJ, press play, rewind, keep it on repeat. Tiptoe round a hater, I'm light on my feet. That's how you do it, keep stunting on your enemies. Good vibes only. I'm just with the crew. We're not here looking for boo. Cause some nights be better with you.
Once again, that was Do It by Chloe and Halle. A great song. I'm all about it. One thing that's been really special for me about quarantine is that I've been keeping up with new music way better than I usually do. And it's been super rewarding. It's always really fun listening to albums right when they come out, especially when you follow people on Twitter who also listen to albums when they come out, because you get to enjoy music with other people as a communal experience, in a pretty special way. I mean, the other way to enjoy music as a communal experience is to go to concerts, but that's not happening. So talking to people, even people I don't know particularly well, about new albums is just a fun way to share music with people that I don't usually do, that I've been really enjoying. And I think it was, honestly, for me, Fetch the Bolt Cutters that started me on, or that gave me, like, a renewed sense of motivation to listen to albums right when they come out. I was a few days late listening to Fetch the Bolt Cutters, but it was all over my Twitter. Not a few days, maybe, like, a day or two. It was all over my Twitter for a whole day, and I did not really understand all the references that were being made, but I learned from that Fiona Apple had come out with a new album. And then when it was on day two of just my whole Twitter feed being about Fetch the Bolt Cutters, I was like, okay, it's time to listen to this. And of course, an incredible album. Unfortunately, I didn't have the show at the time. Otherwise, you definitely would have heard some tracks off of that, but maybe later you will. Either way, just individual tracks won't be enough anyways. If you did not listen to Fetch the Bolt Cutters when they came out, go back and do that. It was definitely a simpler time of quarantine. Quarantine has been so long that you can kind of divide it up into distinct, like, phases. I can, at least, with their own distinct vibes. Like, there's definitely early quarantine. Now we're in late quarantine where things are so intense. A lot of significant changes happening, and a lot of people aren't even quarantined anymore, so it really is late quarantine. But week after Fetch the Bolt Cutters came out, was like, things were much simpler. It was really nice. I was texting all my friends about it, and my friends and I did like a listening party online to it, after I'd already heard it a few times. It was great. Wow, yeah, and now a lot of people aren't even quarantining, which is not wise. Houston has actually said, the mayor has actually said that he's considering putting the city back in lockdown, which to me is not surprising, even a little bit. But it would be interesting if we were one of the first cities to return to lockdown, to go into a second lockdown. To me, all this early reopening, and I don't think it was Houston's decision to reopen. I think it was the governor's. But all this early reopening, it was just, I feel like there's one camp of people that thought that if you act like the disease, if you act like things have gotten better, they'll just magically get better because you want them to. My thought was always that we were shooting ourselves in the foot by reopening early because it was going to inevitably lead to a second lockdown that might be longer, and of course is a greater loss of life and more people suffering from a disease. But unfortunately, I don't make any of the decisions around here. I know for the past few weeks, you guys have been dealing with what truly is a Texan show. Sorry about that. If I knew more about what was going on in Boston, I would talk more about what's going on in Boston. But I'm not there. And even though I get a lot of my news from Twitter, and a lot of my Twitter mutuals are in Boston, I still don't. Not quite enough news coming through that avenue for me to talk about it in good confidence on the radio. So I can only really tell you guys what I'm up to. And I've been in Texas since March, so you're getting a Texan show. If you guys want to talk to Texas State University and ask them to air my show, maybe somebody who goes to Texas State and was sent back home to Medford could also tape a show and we could swap. But I like WMFO. I like my college radio station. So maybe don't call them and tell them to do that. Maybe instead just wake up in the morning and suffer through my Texan show. I don't know. Thanks for your patience. And maybe people enjoy learning information that's not really relevant to their lives or local communities. Who knows? So I'm going to play two songs back to back from Ungodly Hour, of course, that also appear back to back on the album. I think they go well together. They actually are both immediately after Do It. So the fourth track on the album is Do It. The fifth track is Tipsy, and the sixth track is the title track, Ungodly Hour, which I think is phenomenal. Ungodly Hour is a great song. I'll tell you later what my favorite song off the album is, though. But for now, we have Tipsy and Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Hallie. Enjoy.
Ghost on me like New Orleans. I've been charged with murder. Someone to push me further. I'll hit you where it hurts, yeah. If you don't put me first, yeah. And I don't give no apologies. If you lose a life, that's not on me, yeah. Better, baby, better. Treat me better. Better than those other guys who changed up like the weather, yeah. It is such a shame that they went missing. They can't find them now. Oh, I wonder how I accidentally put them in the ground, yeah.
eyes, I ain't never seen that kind of you. You walking over here, the way that it went down, that's when I knew. We be talking all night, but I can tell you need to work on you. You, you like you, you, you like you, like you. You be playing sweet, but baby don't you know that talk is cheap. Can't fool me, I wish that you could back it up for me. Me, me like me, me, me like me. You know that I heard it all before. You're hesitant, but you could give me more. I know you like to play the silly games. When it's done, call my name. When you decide you like yourself, holler at me. When you decide you need some more, call up on me. When you don't have to think about it, love me at the ungodly hour. When you decide you like yourself, holler at me. When you decide you need someone, call up on me. When you don't have to think about it, love me at the ungodly hour. I don't have the time to teach you how to love all over again. Now let me ask you this, are you giving all that you could give? Once you get it right, just know I let you hit on it like this. You know that I heard it all before. You're hesitant, but you could give me more. I know you like to play the silly games. When you're done, call my name. When you decide you like yourself, holler at me. When you decide you need someone, holler at me. When you don't have to think,
welcome back to Worst Boys Guild. I'm still CR. This is still WMFO in Medford. And you just listened to Tipsy and then Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Hallie off their new album, Ungodly Hour. I want to just play those together because this is such a good album. It really is. Certain songs stick out, maybe more so than other albums where I just like completely love every song. They're you know, Ungodly Hour and Lonely, which I'll play in a few minutes here, really jump out, but that's because they're amazing songs. This album as a whole, I mean, all the tracks are solid, and it's put together really well, like sequenced, or like the songs, I don't know, how to describe music that much. I'm an amateur. But just, I mean, I listened to the album again all the way through right before I taped the show because I knew I would be focusing on it for this week's episode. And you really do just get lost in it. It really is just so good to listen to all as one piece. So I wanted to at least play a couple of the songs, you know, together in the order that they're in the album. And definitely go listen to the whole thing on your own when you get the chance. For now, I'm going to go ahead and do the weekly PSA and show promo. We're starting to do some repeats for the show promos because there aren't a ton in there. But I do like the Rosano Radio promo. The one drawback is that show is like 5 days from my show. You know, you're listening now at Wednesday at 6 a.m. Rosano Radio is on Mondays at 10 a.m. So hopefully for 5 days you can keep that in the back of your mind that would be a good time to tune in to WMFO. But either way, it's a good ad. Seems like a great show. And take a listen.
Always look forward to Rosano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rosano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rosano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rosano Radio, only here on WMFO.
I really enjoyed that song that's at the end of the promo. And I can tell that the Frank Rosano does as well because he uses it in the middle of the promo and then switches songs and then switches back to that one for the end of the promo, which surprised me, but I respect it because it's great. So yeah, definitely listen to that. Just listen to WMFO all the time. I'm such a hypocrite. I have just an actual like scanner radio, which is great because it makes for great background noise to like help me stay focused while I'm working. And because Texas State, their radio is mostly automated right now, so is WMFO, just because DJs aren't in the station. That being said, Texas State also is a great radio station. It's kind of easier to just turn my scanner radio on and go to that or like my local NPR station. So I've been really bad about listening to WMFO lately because now that I'm like 1,000 miles away or whatever, I have to go all the way to the internet. That's such a non-problem. The point is I'm being hypocritical, but if you're in Medford and you can conveniently sit in your car and tune your radio to WMFO or go grab your scanner radio and turn it on to WMFO and leave it across the room as just like a nice background, do it. It's a good station. Especially if it's Wednesday at 6 a.m., because then you'll be listening to my show, which is always appreciated. Let's also get a PSA. This PSA is wild to me. We'll listen to it together.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. Then you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. people like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now, I hate to bash on this PSA because it kid stars in it, but I'm gonna. First of all, first and foremost, the Instadoo almost exists, and it's wigs. I know that the Instadoo could emulate many different hairstyles. I understand that. But you know you're gonna just set it to the same one every time. You know you're gonna find one look that looks good and just leave it set to that. And that's a wig. Also, just the, I don't know, I went to this inventnow.org website and it is wild. It looks just like it's like a website set up by the government. They're not talking about the whole website, to be fair. In that PSA, they're only talking about the Inspire section of the website. So it's the National Inventors Hall of Fame website. You can look at the inductees, see like the best inventors of each year. But there's this big Inspire. Actually, no, this Hall of Fame might just be for youth. Yeah, it is. It's for college students, it looks like. So, that's cool. I'm in college. I support that. I'd be interested to see if Tufts has put any people in the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Maybe. But what they're advertising is this Inspire program, or Inspire section of the website, which seems great if you have kids. I highly promote it. Because they have like summer camps and programs for kids of literally all ages, which is super neat. But I just never would have guessed. I mean, I should have guessed that this existed. It's just a program just to convince people to invent stuff. I don't know if we like don't have enough people inventing things. Or if like we just don't have enough people inventing things spontaneously, like weird, unheard of things like the Instadoo. Anyways, that PSA is a trip. But I enjoy it. Go invent some stuff. Sign your kids up for summer camp so that they'll go invent some stuff. And tell them that I sent you. And then maybe the government will, like, commend me for my efforts. I don't know. Anyways, back to current events. Talked a little bit about all the coronavirus craziness going on for the past few weeks on my show. I've been talking about Black Lives Matter, which is certainly important, but I don't have much in the way of worthwhile opinions on that I haven't already shared, so I'll just reiterate what I said before. Keep your attention focused on this. It very well might be the greatest civil rights moment of our time. And you don't want to be the person who didn't care while it was going on. You know, like you wouldn't want to have been one of the people who didn't care back in the 1960s. So you don't want to be one of the people that doesn't care now. Donate, research, police, abolition, form your own opinions on it that are informed. Of course, I hope you'll come out in favor of police abolition, but if somebody has that viewpoint and then is not able to back it up and represent it for people who don't, then that's of limited usefulness. The best thing to do is to learn as much as you can and let yourself come to your own authentic opinion, because then you'll actually be able to talk about it and represent it and maybe even do your part to implement it. Maybe. I had a wild moment last night where I was swiping through Tinder, and I, as background, there is a military base in San Antonio, and San Marcos is exactly halfway between Austin and San Antonio, and it's a college town, so since all the college students, not all of them, most college students were sent off campus, since all the college students who don't have off-campus housing are gone, Tinder here is kind of dry. So my range is set so that it touches, it dips into San Antonio and it dips into Austin, which means that it covers this military base. So I got sick of military people coming up on my feed. So I added ACAB to my bio. Keep them out. It seems to be working so far. I haven't matched with anybody else who's in the military since then. But I matched with somebody and she messaged me saying that she had swiped right on me because of that, which was wild. I was not expecting to gain likes for saying ACAB, but I did. It has the same aftertaste of like moral ambiguity as, okay, like picking somebody up at a protest would be just like feel very wrong. This feels less wrong, but it's still the same vibe, just at a lesser magnitude than flirting with somebody at a protest. And then I was talking to her about how I added that just because I wanted to stop getting matches from like veterans and police officers. Or not veterans, like active duty military members and police officers. I support veterans. I'm nothing against them. But somebody who's currently in the military, maybe not. And then I went back to my feed, and the very next person who came up was a prison guard. So that's how I learned. Like I said, I get a lot of my news over social media. Tinder taught me that there is a prison pretty close to San Marcos in Lockhart, Texas, where on Saturday I was protesting for like 5 hours, and they made no mention of there being a prison around. The protest was held at the Lockhart Justice Center, which to me seemed like a police station, just a big police station. Was that, I mean, that was not, the prison is called Lockhart Correctional Facility, but I guess that the presence of a nearby prison would explain why that town has a very disproportionately large justice center. Anyway, so you learn something new every day. It's a personal anecdote of no value to anybody, but I find it amusing. I also find it sad that there's a prison nearby, or that there's a prison anywhere. But yeah, I did in fact swipe left on the prison guard. What else is going on? The current events that we have now that we didn't have last week is that LGBT plus issues are front and center. People are still talking about Black Lives Matter, but now in a more intersectional way, where they're also considering the lives of black trans people and black gay people. Which I think is awesome. I'm gay. I'm queer. So, of course, when queer issues are in the public eye, that has personal significance. There were a few different events. There was tragically, a string of murders of black trans women first. That's what kicked it off. So for good reason, people are like, oh, we need to pay attention to these issues. They're black trans women are being murdered and it's not even in the news, which is ridiculous. And then on the 4th, exactly 4 years from the day of the Pulse nightclub shooting, one of the deadliest shootings in American history, at a gay nightclub back in 2016, Trump reduced or eliminated protections for transgender people in medical settings. So is kind of a tough week to be LGBT plus. And then this week there was a glimmer of hope, which is that it's now, the Supreme Court has ruled that it now is officially not legal to fire somebody for being LGBT plus. Can't fire somebody over their sexual orientation or their transgender status, which is great. It's great. I mean, it's a, yes, I really appreciate that that is the case. I think it's crazy that that wasn't real, like, quote unquote, like, really part of the law until now. I mean, of course, because of the nature of how the Supreme Court, like, puts things into law, it's not a new piece of legislation. It's their interpretation of current legislation. But, of course, it's significant. I mean, the Supreme Court was the same body that made same-sex marriage legal on the federal level. So it was a big day. I mean, the only downside is that people in general don't have, it's hard to prove, it would be hard to prove that you were fired for being LGBT plus if your employer had any common sense, because employers don't really have to have like a solid reason for firing you. So I guess if you wanted to sue an employer for firing you for being LGBT plus, you would have, like, you have to definitively prove that that's why they fired you. And I'm just skeptical. I feel like in most situations the employer would be able to just get up on the stand and say, like, oh no, that's not why, we just didn't like their personality, or they just weren't particularly good at their job, or we needed to downsize the company, you know. But of course the principle of it is very important, and it's something to celebrate. It was not a unanimous decision, which is stunning. But I guess it's not stunning considering who we've got on the Supreme Court right now. I mean, we have a rapist on the Supreme Court. You can't exactly expect the rapist to be cool. yeah, but I like the intersectional nature of, like, the conversations I'm hearing right now. I like that for once, like, people are focusing on two things, or not even necessarily two things. They're saying, you know, protect Black LGBT plus lives, protect Black trans people, which is not two separate things. That's just intersectional feminism. That's just a more specific group. But that being said, I'm glad to see that something that in major news events happened that weren't Black Lives Matter, and it didn't just, like, make the news cycle continue on away from Black Lives Matter. It gives me hope that this is not going to just recede into the background when news outlets decide that it should. Also, it's very important to note, in light of LGBT plus issues being in the news, and the fact that this is a radio show, if you are straight and you change any pronouns when you cover a song, you're a coward. I will not be taking any questions on this. Honestly, in a lot of cases, if you're gay and you change the pronouns when you cover a song, you're still kind of a coward. But people who are newly out as homosexual are not cowards for changing pronouns to affirm their sexuality. And trans people are not cowards for changing pronouns around to affirm their gender. But if you're straight and you change the pronouns in a song that you're covering, you're a coward, in my mind. Please remember that, even though nobody cares about my opinion of them. It's just something that I felt merited saying. Anyways, I've been talking for a while now, a solid 10 minutes. And it's about time we heard some music. I'm going to go ahead and play I briefly mentioned this. This is my favorite song off of Ungodly Hour. It's not the most popular song off the album, I don't think. But I think it's just great. This is Lonely by Chloe and Halle. Enjoy. Song is so catchy. I love it. You gotta be a fan of sisters making music together, which is the cue for my weekly reminder that Haim is coming out with an album this month. I finally, for once, checked before my show. It comes out June 26th, so not this Friday, but the following Friday. We only have to wait a week and 2 days. You know that album's gonna be in the show. Another album that I'll get to talk about and play some songs from in next week's show is the new Phoebe Bridgers album, Punisher. Comes out this Friday. She's already released the singles Kyoto and Garden Song. It's quite possible she released another one and I totally missed it. Let's see. This is so authentic. You can hear my typing sounds. Yep, there's one called I See You that came out a month ago. Whoops, that I never caught up on. So I'm sure it's great. But that's this Friday. This Friday's gonna be an exciting day for me. I'm gonna listen to that album while I work, and then after work, I will going to Austin to protest for Juneteenth. A friend of mine, Ethan, he was in my very first episode of this show, might come to Austin with me. I hope he will. He's scheduled to work a closing shift at Subway that night, but he's considering quitting his job at Subway. And if he does quit his job this week and then goes to hang out with me Friday night, I'm gonna believe that he quit his job just to hang out with me, and you will never ever be able to convince me otherwise. It's gonna be such an ego boost. So maybe I'll be more interesting next week. Maybe I'll have more to discuss. Because I mean, this will be my first time celebrating a Juneteenth because I am very white. I'm sure Galveston has an amazing Juneteenth, and my parents just never mentioned it or went to it. To be fair, we never went to Galveston in the summer because it's hot and my parents didn't like it, and they wanted to be able to rent out the house that they own there, and like when it's in season and they're going to make the most money, which is understandable. But yeah, we'll see. Austin is a very white city, so we'll see what they do. I can't imagine that it's just going to be a completely normal protest. But I don't know what to expect. I can fill you guys in on that later. Even if you haven't been protesting, even if you don't feel comfortable going out in public because you need social distance, that's completely understandable. But it's still an important day. Donate some money. Buy some books or buy some art or listen to some music by black artists. I don't know. Do something to buy food from a black-owned restaurant. Do something to celebrate the day in whatever way is appropriate for you. And if you're black, have a great day. Let's see. I have time for another song. I did not spend as much time this week mindlessly rambling as I usually do. So Keke Palmer released a new song not since my last show. It was like 9 days ago. But it's pretty good. It's called Thick, I think. She also has a really, yes, it's called Thick, but she also has a really good single she released in March called FYG. I guess she has a new album coming out soon too, but I was not able to find any information about that one. I checked her Instagram and I Googled her name looking for like a website she might have for all her music. That didn't turn anything up, and then it was time for me to go ahead and tape this show, so hopefully I'll have more information next time. There's also a new single by Leon Bridges with Terrace Martin, who I haven't heard of before, but it's called Sweeter. It's really good. It came out June 8th, so also not since my last show. Or actually, maybe I was mixing this up with the Keke Palmer one. It's very possible that Thick came out in the past week. Sweeter came out last Monday. But I enjoy it a lot, so we can take a listen to that. Here it is. This is Sweeter by Leon Bridges.
Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeating. Why do I feel skin dark as night? Can't feel peace with those judging eyes. I thought we moved on from the darker days. Did the words of the king disappear in the air like a butterfly?
Somebody should hand you a felony. Cause you stole from me my chance to be, hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeated. Why do I feel skin dark as night? And I wish I had another day, but it's just another day. Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeated.
Again, that was Sweeter by Leon Bridges with Terrace Martin. I really enjoy that one, and it's always good to represent a Texas artist, even though he is tragically from Dallas. But yeah, I don't know. I know my show's running a little short this week. I mean, I'm still quarantined. I still just don't have a ton of interesting things to say. Yeah, I don't know. My new job started. I can tell you guys about that a little bit. I'm interning for the summer with IBM. It's all remote, but it's with their Austin, Texas office. And I'm still just doing a bunch of onboarding stuff. But the wildest thing happened today, where they emailed me, everybody, at like 4 p.m., they emailed all the interns about DoorDash. And I was like, why is DoorDash coming up at work? And I opened the email, and they apparently bought all of the interns a DoorDash membership for the summer. And $60 in DoorDash, like, gift card money. I did not choose computer science for the money, which means that I am just the luckiest duck. Because, honestly, at this point, it is ridiculous. This is my first computer science internship, and I've been so surprised by it at every step of the way. They sent us like loaner laptops for the summer to use for our work. Sure, understandable. It's a remote internship. You need a computer. The computer they sent me was brand new. The 2019 MacBook Pro, better than my actual computer that I own. And brand, like, they just bought new. There are like 1,000 interns. It was still in the plastic wrap. It was not refurbished. They bought brand new. I don't get it. Anyways, so that's what's going on in my life, is that I just keep being shocked at just how much money IBM has. Like, I don't know why I'm shocked, but I am. That's my life. It's a 40-hour week internship. This is going to be most of what I have going on for the rest of the summer. So I'm sure you guys will get plenty of more talk about it. But for now, I'm almost out of time on my show. This is the third week of me trying to keep the show more focused on current events. I'm trying to keep people's attention on Black Lives Matter, featuring black musicians, which I know I expressed some insecurity about that the first time I did this, about whether it'd be difficult, whether I knew enough, like I had enough music by black artists in my library, and it has not been hard at all. Even though I don't listen to rap, it's been so easy. I'm gonna break it for the next two shows because Phoebe Bridgers and Haim are releasing their albums. That's just the cold hard truth. But still, that doesn't, I mean, I'm still gonna be talking about this. Still gonna be reminding everybody about it as much for me as for you guys. Just reminding when I am working 40 hours a week and I get caught up in my own life and like all the grocery shopping I need to do and all the stuff I need to get done for my job and, you know, talking to my roommates, like it's easy to forget about what's happening in the outside world when I'm cooped up in my apartment all the time. But I can't do that. Like I said earlier in the show, this is hopefully going to be the biggest civil rights moment in our lifetime, right? Hopefully this moment will lead to some meaningful change being accomplished that sets us back on the path towards equality, and then we won't have to have more major historical moments like this. Because if people have learned anything in 2020, it's that living through major historical moments is kind of terrible. So hopefully this is the big one. As I said earlier, you don't want to be not paying attention when the biggest civil rights moment of your lifetime happens. You don't want to be like the one Instagramming beach selfies and pictures of like kale salad is very much like a 2014 thing. I don't know why that popped into my head, but you get the point. Yeah. So, like, you might be tired of hearing me talk about this, frankly. In this specific situation, I don't blame you because I'm not the most insightful person, and especially not on this issue. You might be tired of just paying attention to it in general, though. You might be tired of protesting, donating, reading, whatever. That you don't necessarily need to be tired of. Like, I get that it's a change to your habits, but myself included, like I said last week, it's all about like learning to budget time and energy for this stuff. It's important. It's honestly embarrassing that it took this long for us to be like woken up to this and for people to really start caring. I saw one interesting theory that it's because so many people's jobs were canceled due to COVID-19. Now they can protest. Just food for thought. But anyways, this is a ridiculously abrupt ending, but I'm out of time. Have a great Wednesday. I'm CR, Worst Boys Guild, WMFO in Medford. Bye.